40 Olympic greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young. Welcome to a special Olympic edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Joining us now from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, is the Voice of America's Hessel Tobias. Sporty Olympic greetings, Hessel, and great to have you back on the show.
Thank you for having me again, Sonny.
Hessel, as we talk, it's the seventh full day of action at the Rio Olympics. Looking back on this first week, Hessel, what have been some of your personal highlights in terms of the athletic action?
Definitely, we can't stop talking. Michael Phelps. Sonny, this guy is just so impressive. It's so impressive what he does when he goes there and start action. He's winning everything he comes in his way. It's just amazing how Michael Phelps can win so much. And we have now just so confidence. Every time we see him, he's going to swim. We already know this is going to be gold for United States. And we already get, you know, anxious. And we want to see him doing it again. So Michael Phelps, it's definitely the highlight of the games. It's the highlight of the Olympics and of the history, because so far he is the only one with 16 medals of gold, which is, I'm sorry, I'm mistaken, 22 medals of gold, which is a lot. It's more than the gold medal they have 170 countries in the world, Sonny. So that means a lot.
Incredible athlete, Michael Phelps. What about Katie Ledecky herself? She's sort of waving the USA flag high for the American female swimmers.
Yes, I mean, she's beginning this role of just winnings, and definitely Americans are paying attention to her as well. She is representing ladies, women in this Olympics, and we are completely happy and amazed for what she's doing as well. She is bringing, as you said, medal goals for United States. And in general, the American team is just doing a fantastic way. We can talk about gymnastics and how impressive it's their job they're doing and their performance. We just get so amazed when we see these little ladies, little girls, as we said, on the platform showing off what they have. It's so amazing.
Hessel, if I can give a Sunny Side of Sports shout out for a couple of American athletes with the first name of Simone. One's a swimmer, the other's in gymnastics. Simone Manuel becomes the first African American to win an individual gold medal in swimming for the USA. And Simone Biles, just some fantastic tumbles and leaps in gymnastics, Hessel. Just incredible to watch her.
Definitely. We have two Simones doing a fantastic job. Yes, one in gymnastics, one swimming. And as you said, as you mentioned, she is making history in being the first African-American in winning gold. So the Americans in general, as I said, Sonny, are impressing us, and we are so proud of them and their job here in the Olympics.
Hessel, there were a lot of question marks ahead of the Olympics regarding Brazil's readiness. You know, lots of talk about Zika, pollution, security, political upheaval. How would you rate the game so far overall, Hessel?
Overall, I mean, the games are playing right now. We are having fantastic games, fantastic competitions. So far, Brazil is doing it again. Remember, the same thing happened before, about 2 years ago, during the World Cup here in Brazil in general. And they were a lot of crises before the World Cup. It was economic crisis, buildings weren't ready. But at the end, I don't know how they do it. They pretty much know a specific technique to always overcome to problems. And so far, they're doing it again here during the Olympics. We are enjoying the Olympics. We are having a great time here in Rio. There are, of course, some other issues like security. We are sometimes, we don't feel as secure as we should being here at the Olympics. But still, we are focusing on what we really aim for here, which is the game. And talking just about the Olympics, they're doing great on that. They have other issues they probably going to have to deal with them even after the games. But talking specifically about the games, I think we are watching a historic games here in South America, and they're doing pretty well.
Hassell, as we talk, there's going to be quarterfinal action coming up in both the men's and women's Olympic football tournaments. In the men's tournament, host Brazil going up against Colombia, all South American matchup. How do you see that match, Hassell?
Brazil has a big, huge responsibility. Sonny, here in Brazil, let me tell you this. You can have many medals, but if you don't have the soccer medal, then you are in trouble. Then you definitely have a problem here. So people want to see their team winning goal in that area. So Brazilians are completely in love with this game, and it's pretty, looks like it's all they care about. Of course, they like their other athletes, and they want to see them winning too in Brazil against Colombia. And of course, the Americans have to show us that they can do what other athletes are doing in a different disciplines, in different competitions. So we're going to see dramatic games, I think. And it's going to be, for us as spectators, it's going to be very entertaining.
Finally, Hassell, more entertainment coming up next week in Olympic track and field.
I'm Lightning Bolt. I'm not flash guarding anybody. My name is Lightning Bolt.
Are you going to be watching the Lightning Bolt from Jamaica, Usain Bolt?
I think, Sonny, the world is going to be watching him. We are expecting him. Really want to see him again. He had mentioned many times that these are his last Olympics. So we don't want to miss this opportunity to see that guy running again. He is the faster guy in the world so far. We will see how Americans do in that field as well. But still, we really are anxious to see Bolt doing it again, and we'll see what happens. He says he's going to break his own record, the 18 seconds for 100 meters. So we'll see if he does that again.
Voice of America.
The Voice of America's Hassell Tobias speaking with us from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Thank you, Hassell, and enjoy the games.
Thank you for having me, Sonny.
G'day, mates. Remember me? This is the old sports emperor with a red-hot listening tip. That's right. Give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively Sunny Man on the Sunny Side of Sports, right here on the Voice of America.
Hello, Africa. Dr. Larry Zamoja here, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM. Keep getting spotty sunshine with Sunny Young. We all do at Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM, broadcasting out of the cities of Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, and Onitsha in Nigeria, as well as the World Wide Web on www.brillafm.net. I tell you this. It's always a thrill, yes, a thrill, to remain on the sunny side on Brilla with Sunny. Keep listening, Africa.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of
In more Olympic news, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender athletes have been making headlines at the 2016 Rio Games. In fact, our friend in Rio de Janeiro, Luis Piazet, says South America's first Olympics have featured more coming-out-of-the-closet athletes than probably any Olympic Games in history. And Luis joins us now from Rio with more details. Sporty Olympic greetings, Luis.
Sporty Olympic greetings, Sonny. By now, we all know Olympics date back to ancient times, and one of our subjects today is about gender, related to the Games in Rio 2016. We also know that humanity turned as a traditional couples made up by women and men. Due to the procreation of the humankind, political power and religion, and has hidden for millennia the sexuality alternatives such as men and men, women with women. So the Rio 2016 Olympic Games seems to become a planetary flag for a new reality, not only its colors and more than a simple swag. This is the Olympics with more, to use a popular expression, out-of-the-closet athletes than any other has ever had. Two symbolic occasions during the last week in the Games sent out a strong message to the world. The Brazilian women's rugby player, Isadora Cerullo, melted hearts when she accepted a marriage proposal from her girlfriend at the medal ceremony for the first Olympic rugby sevens competition. Television cameras and photographers captured the moment that Marjorie Enya, a volunteer of the Olympics, took the microphone on the pitch to pop the question to her girlfriend. Here is what Larissa declared.
So we went out onto the pitch. The whole team was going to wait for me, accompany me, and experience the pitch. So we went out, and then someone handed a microphone to Marjorie, and she introduced herself, and I thought she was going to thank everyone, debut in the Olympic Games. But then she started giving a really emotional speech about a little bit about us, and so I started to cry a lot. And she told me she wanted to spend the rest of her life with me, and I said yes several times.
On the same day, the judoka Rafaela Silva won the first gold for Brazil, continuous act. Embracing her girlfriend and manager, she told the press they are in love for 2 years. Larissa França, beach volleyball fighting for the gold, and the top Brazilian diver Ian Matos are among the many LBGT athletes. But from abroad, the number amount hundreds, including a transgender runner for the men's U.S. national team, Chris Mosier, subject of an advertising campaign for the sportswear worldwide brand name during the Games. Helen and Kate Richardson Walsh, Great Britain and England hockey team, the pair are playing in their fourth Games, got married 3 years ago. Kate is the captain and one of the most capped sportists in U.K., and they are the first married gay couple to compete at the Olympics. That this shift in athletic culture would occur in Latin America event may be striking, given high levels of homophobia and anti-LGBT violence in countries like Brazil, where a gay or transgender person is reportedly killed every day. During the opening ceremony, there was three transgenders leading Olympic teams into the Maracanã Stadium. One of them was a famous fashion model, Lia T, born son, then became a daughter of Toninho Cerezo, an ex-Brazilian national team soccer player. You Can Play Project is an initiative with office based in Denver, Colorado, that advocates the coming out of the process for athletes and works with organizations like International Olympic Committee to be more inclusive. Attending this new reality, it was 5 months before the Olympics that the International Olympic Committee announced a new rule for transgender athletes to adapt to current social, scientific, and legal attitudes on gender and transgender issues. According to the new guidelines, female-to-male athletes can now take a part in Olympics without surgery, and male-to-female athletes must undergo only the hormone therapy. Despite that, entity encouraged acceptance and respect to all kinds of sexuality choices and brought to the Rio Games the first refugee Olympic team. It has been working with Brazilian authorities to prohibit ideologies protests inside Olympic arenas. Still, some records to break. I'm Luis Piazet for the Sony Side of Sports in Rio de Janeiro.
Obrigado, Luis. Meanwhile, International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach is promoting equality for women on and off the field of play. At a news conference in Rio, Bach said that just like in the Olympics, all organizations should be inclusive to women.
We speak about women in sport as a somehow exotic issue. But we have to realize that this is not just a women's issue. This is about the Olympic principles. This is about human right. And it's about, in the end, it is about logic. Because no society, no country, no organization can be successful if you ignore 50% of the intelligence you have available.
In terms of overall female participation at the Rio Olympics, the IOC president said it's not quite at 50%.
Now, here in Rio, we have a participation of 46% women. And the difference to the 50% is mainly only to the fact of team sports. That in some team sports, we do not have the wide international representation of women yet, as we have in men's teams. But in the individual disciplines, we are there, more or less, with very few exceptions.
IOC President Thomas Bach said the 2018 Youth Olympic Games, to be hosted in Buenos Aires, Argentina, will feature full parity in athletes, 50% male and 50% female. And some Olympic fun facts about Thomas Bach. The IOC president took office in September 2013 when he succeeded the Belgian Jacques Roga. The 62-year-old Bach was born in Würzburg, Germany. He's a lawyer, and he's also a former Olympic champion fencer. That's right, Thomas Bach won a gold medal at the 1976 Olympics in Montreal for then West Germany in the men's team foil event. Taking a look at the Rio 2016 medals table, as of 1600 GMT UTC on Friday, the United States is at the top with 39 medals, 16 gold, 12 silver, and 11 bronze. China is second with 31 medals, 11 gold, 8 silver, and 12 bronze. And Japan is third with 22 medals, 7 gold, 2 silver, and 13 bronze. And here's a sunny side of sports Olympic shout-out for Fiji, which won its first ever Olympic gold medal in the men's rugby sevens final. Fiji beat Britain 43-7 in the gold medal match. In Fiji, people danced in the streets, and work and school were abandoned in favor of some gold medal partying. In the capital, Suva, revelers danced on rooftops and vehicles weaved in and out of traffic, waving the pale blue Fijian flag, still bedecked with the Union Jack of their former colonial ruler. An office manager in Suva, Fini Lakai, said, and I quote, "It's a bit awkward that we had to beat Britain with all that history there." Payback! I think that's what Andrew Palcheski said. Little payback there by Fiji. And joining us right now on the sunny side of sports is Andrew Palcheski, the voice of America's social media reporter. Sporty Olympic greetings, Andrew.
Sporty Olympic greetings, Sonny. It's always good to get that payback. And when it's on the world stage, the biggest stage in sports, it's all the better, yes.
What else is trending besides Fiji rugby in Rio, Andrew?
Well, it was a great night last night if your name was Simone. So we start with Simone Manuel. She is the first black woman to win an individual swimming gold in the United States, for winning for the United States. She actually, though, didn't just win the gold. She wasn't the only person to win the gold. Canada's Penny Olesiak also won. They tied exactly, touched the wall at exactly the same time. So they both get gold medals, which is great for them. And you can see them embracing in the pool, which was a great moment. But you can see this face that Simone Manuel has, and when she realizes that she won, this just look of sheer joy and excitement. And so many people are sharing that on social media, saying this is the face of the Olympics. This is the face of seeing your dreams come true.
Great photo.
A great photo. And then when they play that national anthem, the U.S. national anthem, and raise the flag, you can see the tears streaming down her face. It's such a great moment that people were sharing across social media. So she's the first Simone that had a good night last night. The other, of course, is Simone Biles of the U.S. Women's Gymnastics team. Won gold in the all-around competition, heavily favored to do so. Arguably, some say, the greatest gymnast of all time. She had a great quote that a lot of people are sharing on social media after she won the gold. They said, who are you? Are you the next Usain Bolt, or who are you? And she said, I'm not the next Usain Bolt or Michael Phelps. I'm the first Simone Biles. So what a great quote that is, that she had saying, you know what, I'm an original. I'm here. I won. I'm a champion. Don't compare me to anybody else because I'm me. So that was a great quote that a lot of people were sharing across social media.
Simone Manuel, the swimmer, Andrew, really sees herself maybe as kind of a bridge for young African-American girls down the road. I think she said she hopes her performance will inspire young African American girls to pursue their dreams.
Yeah, and that's the other parallel other than the names is that Simone Manuel and Simone Biles are both young African American women. So there's a lot of excitement about that, saying that they're hopefully going to inspire young African American girls to succeed and go for their dreams on the Olympic stage.
Another big man on the Olympic stage, Michael Phelps. I'm going to try to get his count right now, Andrew. 22 gold, 4 gold he won in Rio, 26 medals overall. He is just incredible.
Absolutely. And you got the numbers perfectly right. And the reason why I know that is because Michael Phelps sent out on Instagram a photo, and he writes, another fun night last night, trying to think of what else to say, and I'm speechless. This has truly been a dream come true. And then hashtag 22, hashtag 26, and it's a picture of him kissing that gold medal. Let me tell you, in the first 15 minutes that he put this photo up, already had over 65,000 likes on Instagram. So it's getting hundreds of likes a second on Instagram. A lot of excitement for Michael Phelps being in the pool. And so even though, Simone Biles, she's not no Michael Phelps, but not a bad person to be compared to.
Exactly.
Winning 22 gold medals and setting that record, continuing to grow his record.
One Facebook photo I saw of Phelps, Andrew, was kind of a throwback photo when he was only 15 years old. And the description on the photo was Olympic hopeful Michael Phelps, which
I think he can shed that. I think the hopes of he's far surpassed the hopes, I think, that even he realized.
What else is trending in Rio, Andrew?
So this is kind of the time during the Olympics when we start to transition from the swimming events and the gymnastics in the beginning of the week towards the track and field events. And so that kicked off today with some of the qualifiers and some of the races. And we have Ethiopia's Almaz Ayana, who is trending because she, there's no other word for it, shattered the record in the 10,000 meters. She came in at 29 minutes, 17.45 seconds. The previous world record was about 29 minutes and 31 seconds, so she beat it by about 14 seconds.
Oh, my, wow.
So just obliterated it, and so she's been a trending topic across social media saying that this is such a huge accomplishment, huge record that she's broken. But she's also trending because in the press conference afterwards, of course, the question looming, is she taking any performance-enhancing drugs? How was she able to do so well with this? And so they asked her if she was using anything, and this is her response. This is great. It says, quote, "My doping is my training. My doping is Jesus. I'm crystal clear." So she, a very strong statement for her. She said it's her training and her faith that got her through that, not anything that she's taking that's illegal. So that was a really fun quote that we see from her that a lot of people are saying, good for you. You stick it to them and say, I'm not doping. I'm just really good.
And in terms of Olympic quotes, Andrew, I'm guessing we'll see a few from Usain Bolt next week as he gets up onto that Olympic stage.
I think so. I think we're definitely going to see some from him. And I'm curious to see one in particular from Michael Phelps and whether that quote's going to be, this is my last Olympics or never say never. Because he said that he's done, but keep in mind, 4 years ago after London, I seem to remember him saying, I'm done. And he's back and doing quite well for himself.
Andrew Palcheski, going to take a little time off next week, I understand?
Yes.
Enjoy your vacation.
Thank you very much. I will be back the week after that. Looking forward to be back on the show with you.
Andrew Palcheski, the VOA social media reporter. Thank you, Andrew. And that wraps up the August 12th edition, the Olympic edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. VOA engineer Tony Pollack. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Hundreds of Muslims throughout France and Italy attended Catholic masses in a demonstration of solidarity with Christians following the brutal murder of Father Jacques Hamel by radical extremists. More than 100 Muslims gathered along with some 2,000 parishioners at the cathedral in Rouen, where 85-year-old Father Hamel had his throat slit. Archbishop of Rouen, Dominique Lebrun, thanked the Muslims who attended Mass, saying, "In this way, you are affirming that you reject death and violence in the name of God." Outside the church, a group of Muslims held up a banner that read, "Love for all, hate for none." In the southern city of Nice, where a radical extremist slaughtered 84 people when he mowed them down with a truck on July 14th, local imam Adaman Aissaoui led a delegation of Muslims to a Catholic mass. He said being united is a response to the act of horror and barbarism. In Italy, Muslim leaders also reached out to Christians as they attended mass at the St. Maria Church in Rome. Mohammed bin Mohammed, a member of the Union of Islamic Communities in Italy, said he called on Muslims in his Friday sermon to report anyone who may be intent on damaging society. "I am sure that there are those among the faithful who are ready to speak up." Ahmed al-Balazi, imam of the Bobarno Mosque in Lombard province of Brescia, also spoke out bravely against radical extremists. "These people are tainting our religion, and it is terrible to know that many people consider all Muslims terrorists. That is not the case. Religion is one thing," he said. "Another is the behavior of Muslims who don't represent us." Many Muslims are demonstrating that they will not allow radical extremist terrorists to hijack their faith. As U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has said, "The terrorists may scream from the rooftops that their crimes are God's will, but you can't frame God for what thugs do. There isn't a sword sharp enough to destroy truth."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best pan-African music. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, inviting you to join me every Saturday and Sunday at 1500 and 2000 UTC. Every show brings you the best music from across the continent. Old songs you know and love, and new songs to discover. You'll meet artists too. Listen to Africa's superstars and rising stars in exclusive, unplugged interviews on the radio or on my YouTube channel. Search for Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. We play only the best right here on VOA Africa.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Malaria kills thousands of people each year, but there are some simple things you can do to protect your family. If you can, put screens in your windows. A simple screen can keep disease-carrying mosquitoes out of your home. If you go outside, wear light-colored clothing and long pants and long sleeves, especially when it is dark and mosquitoes are most active. After it rains, empty all containers of standing water. The water in just one discarded tire can become a breeding ground for thousands of mosquitoes. Make sure your home is clear of debris and anything that holds water, including discarded cans, water containers, and rubbish. Empty containers that livestock drink from regularly so that mosquitoes cannot breed there.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.